and centre at midday. The Labour leader...
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. How are we, my lovelies? Hope you're well. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Weekend Wind-Up.
Somebody, even lonely hearts need somebody. vibes, let's make it amazing. I love you, babe, you know that ain't changing. You got somebody who loves you. You got somebody who loves you. Baby, you and me, we got chemistry. Call it alchemy, call it what you want. I don't know what I believe in, but what a time to be living and breathing. And I got a feeling that we're here for the same thing. You wake me up, you're the caffeine in my coffee cup. And like a shooting star, you light me up. Oh, hey, man. Cause we all need somebody. Even lonely hearts need somebody. So before this love leaves your body, give it away, yeah. So if you've got somebody, let them know that they got somebody. Little love never hurt nobody, nobody. You use your light and shine it like crazy. We got one life, let's make it amazing. You got somebody who loves you. You got somebody who loves you. Wake me up. You're the caffeine in my coffee cup. And like a shooting star, you light me up. Amazing. You got somebody who loves you. You got somebody who loves you.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon, my lovelies. How are we? As I said, welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up. It's good to have your company today. How's your Saturday going? I hope you're well. And hope you've had a great week as well. Whatever you've been up to, I hope it's been a good one. Great show for you today. Thank you for sticking with Phoenix. We really appreciate it. Big shout out to Keith. Gotta love that man. Makes me laugh every single week. But great show for you today, as I said, as well as the usual great music, cover from another Take 5, brilliant Danny's Choice once again. We have Amy, Justin and loads of them from the Early Doors Theatre Company coming in today, and I'm really excited to be seeing them. Talking about their new production at the Brentwood Theatre at the end of the month, they will be in with me on air just after one today. So we'll have the weather, a couple of tracks, and then they'll be on. So make sure you get that kettle on. And I'm going to carry on now with a brand new track from our A-list. This is the 1975, and I'm in love with you.
Baby, you know I adore you. A million ways to show you I do. I do. Every moment holding you is a moment stolen. It's true. It's true.
Here we go, the brand new one there, Shania Twain, Waking Up Dreaming. Just announced a massive UK tour for next year as well. So check that out if you like Shania. A big shout out as well to lots of people messaging. It seems to me that loads of people went to see Robbie Williams this week. I know personally a couple of people that went, and a few people are messaging saying that we really enjoyed Robbie at the O2 this week. So I will play something for Robbie later. But yeah, I think the man's back on form, isn't he? I think he is, from what I've been reading review-wise, and seeing all the feedback online, which is great to see. He's a real talent. Now, talking of talent, somebody messaged in this week and said, could I play this song? I probably have never heard it. Oh, how wrong you are. Yes, I know this song. And they messaged in, and it was Christine. She messaged in to say, could I play this song for the girls? They're on a girls' night tonight. And this is a song from when they were teenagers at school. And it's truly dreadful, but they'd love to hear it. And, you know, I haven't heard this for years. And I'm hoping a couple of people I know are listening in, because they will know this song as well. If you don't know this, stand by, you're in for a treat. You really, I wouldn't normally play this, by the way. If you've just tuned in for the first time and you think, what is this station and what's this person? I wouldn't normally play this, but it's just, it was a request. What can I do? This is the remarkable Vanilla with No Way, No Way.
Mana, mana. Mana, mana. Mana mana,
no way, no way.
Mana mana,
I'll make you stop.
No way, no way.
Mana mana,
not today.
day. Don't get pushed with me. We're always together, never apart. Sisters through and through. We're only out for fun, so you give the boys their run. We can get a kick out of you, boy. You can hold me in your arms, but if you force yourself on me, things are gonna get nasty. No way, no way. Mana mana. No way, no way. Mana mana. No way, no way. Mana mana. Not today. Secrets, don't take things to heart. Friendship that will always be true. We're looking for the guys who can take us to new heights. Sex appeal, intelligence too. If you got the cheek to think, you can buy me with one drink. Dream world, boy. Go find yourself another toy. No way, no way. Mana mana. No way, no way. Mana mana. No way, no way. Mana mana. Not today.
Oh, don't tell me. I could have any girl here, but it's your lucky night.
No way! He said that to me last week.
Well, actually, I think he's kind of sweet.
No way, no way. Mana mana. No way, no way. Mana mana. No way, no way. Mana mana. Not today.
Manamana.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
God, how awful was that? Anyway, moving on to more serious matters, the travel today. Roads are really busy in the surrounding areas, so be mindful if you are heading out on the A128 as you head up towards Wilson's Corner. The temporary traffic lights are causing major problems there. It's taking a while to get through there. Also down by the Robin Hood on the Ongar Road as well. It's quite congested. The B186 around Wally Hill is congested as well, and around Merry Green Manor as you come off the Brook Street roundabout is quite heavy. Now, we're looking at the main roads. M25 is not too bad at the moment, actually. I have to say, running okay. A127 and A12 is alright. A13 looking quite congested around the Lakeside Thurrock shopping area. Well, that's just weekend traffic as normal. Now, public transport networks, as you know, there are major disruptions today on the Greater Anglia network. There's a timetable alteration. C2C also have changes in timetables in place. So I do know there's a bus replacement service on the Grays Ockenden line. So check with C2C before heading out. London Underground, service is pretty good at the moment. There are delays on the Circle line and the District line, but apart from that, not too bad. And I'll keep you posted within the next hour.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
This is one of the new ones from Mark Owen from the new album. Again, a return to form.
No. And I'm done with this. Shadows on the ceiling, they don't fight, but I still argue for the hell of it. I'm trying my hardest now, I feel you reaching now. I don't wanna be the one that's always on the edge. You found me all messed up, you found me down on my luck, so lost. But then I woke up in love. When I was chasing highs, you went and saved my life. You picked me up. Thank God I woke up in love with you. Thought I was lost, but then I woke up in love with you. Thought I was lost, but then I woke up in love. Sometimes all those dark days, but they try to find me, but that's when I lean on you. Whatever happens, my trouble's behind me, cause your love's gonna see me through. Nothing can bring me down, I feel you reaching now. You're pulling me back when I'm about to reach the edge. You found me all messed up, you found me down on my luck, so lost. But then I woke up in love. When I was chasing highs, you went and saved my life. You picked me up. Thank God I woke up in love with you. Thought I was lost, but then I woke up in love with you.
That's the new one from Kygo there, Woke Up In Love. Really liking that. Really liking that a lot. So thanks. How's your day going? Hope you're well. Now, thank you to everyone messaging in so far. Got your usual suspects messaging in, and thanks. I appreciate it. So Lucy has that message in saying, loving the tunes today. Really looking forward to a good weekend with great music and friends. Have a lovely time, Lucy, whatever you're up to. Yes, what I'm doing, celebrating this weekend with best friends. So I'm looking forward to that. And also as well, Hannah has messaged in to say, in loving the tunes, doing a deep clean of the house. It needed it. So lots of things being thrown away. Every week I say this, I love it. It's what makes you feel better, doesn't it? My house has got a build up of boxes this week in delivery for December. Yeah, and it's already looking quite busy. And I'm like, oh, you know, you push things in the corner, don't you? And you hide them away. And then it comes to December when you're trying to think of presents. You think, well, I know I bought it, but where is it? I do it every single year. And I never learn, but I will try this year. But have a great weekend, my love. Hope you're well. And Derek, sir, how are you? Derek and Margaret, I hope you're well. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, you never fail to listen in. It's really appreciated. Hope you're well, and I hope you're enjoying your weekend, resting up. And, yep, I will play some music for you later on, of course. Now, this week, I want to hear your good luck stories. I want to hear your lovely stories. Anybody got things to celebrate? I have a gut feeling this week we've got, there'll be things to celebrate. And, it would be lovely to hear from you if you have anything you want to shout about. So do get in touch. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, and tell me your good luck stories and what's happening and some nice things, your congratulatory stories. Be nice to share that in the world. And on the polar opposite of that, we've seen some sad losses this week as well, haven't we? Yesterday we saw the loss of Robbie Coltrane, which came out of the blue for me. I don't know about you, but I wasn't expecting it. Now, a lot of people refer to Robbie, obviously, because of his Harry Potter connections. I've never seen Harry Potter, so I don't know what he played. Well, I know what he played in it, but I've never seen it. But for me, Robbie was a consummate professional, very funny man from the comic strip days way back in the early 80s. To obviously things like Cracker and Bond and things like that. And he's an amazing, outstanding actor he was, and a real sad loss to the industry. And, of course, this week we lost the legend that is Angela Lansbury. Days away, I think, from her 97th birthday, I think it was. And again, people associate Angela Lansbury, don't they, with kind of obviously Murder, She Wrote, which was beyond successful. It ran for many, many years. But her career and her history of the theatre, you know, she started off way back and she kind of was nominated for an Academy Award for her very first film at 17 years of age. So I wanted to play this just as a nod to Angela Lansbury, and I think there's no better version of this song out there. Sleep well.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast, ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. As old as time, tune as old as song, bitter, sweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme. Beauty and the Beast. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.
There we go. The Fizz there with Treasure Forever. So welcome back. Now, I want to give a shout out to a couple of people listening in. We have David is listening in. He's tuned in with James. They're on a road trip today. They are driving all the way to Glasgow from Brentwood. Wow. I don't know whereabouts you are. If you're midway, if you just started out, but good luck with that. What is that? Must be 6.5 hours, something like that, is it? But good luck. Hope the journey goes well. Be drive safe. And whatever you're going for, I hope you have a good weekend. And I also want to give a special shout out to Sarah, who messaged in to say, could I please wish all of her friends who graduated yesterday from nursing college, they've all got new roles and they've graduated and they're going to be midwives. There was somebody the other week messaging about that. I wonder if it's the same kind of group. But yes, congratulations, everybody. What a sterling and cracking job you will do. And thanks to you from everybody for doing that. It's really, really appreciated. It really is. Now, I also want to give a shout as well to Adam and Hayley who are listening in, friends of the show and friends of mine. And they're listening and haven't heard from them for a couple of weeks. So it's lovely to hear from them. And Adam said, could I play anything by this next band? And he said, I've got free choice to play. And yeah, I've gone for this because it's one of their later tracks. But I really, really like this. I hope you do too.
Viva love, viva love, viva love. At Elan Fire and Security, we like to give you that secure feeling and the peace of mind to know the people you care about and your assets are in the safest of hands. We're your one-stop shop for security with a wide range of intruder and fire alarms, CCTV systems, access control, fire extinguishers, and much more. All provided with the personal touch you'd expect from a family-run business. Visit elansecurity.com to find out how to get in touch.
St. Francis Hospice, at the heart of our community. Caring for the people of Havering, Brentwood, Barking and Dagenham, Redbridge and West Essex.
Yes, Liberty X there jumping. Now, just remind you, I've got Early Doors Theatre Company coming in with me today. After one, we've got Amy, we've got Justin, we've got Paul, we've got Bill, and I think Rich as well. They're coming in to talk about their forthcoming production of Looking Glass at the Brentwood Theatre at the end of the month. So stay tuned for that. Get the kettle on. It's going to be a great chat. They're always cracking guests, so looking forward to seeing them soon. And I'm going to carry on now as we head up towards the news in the end of the hour with today's Danny's Choice. Now, last week, Danny picked a song which went down an absolute storm when it was an acoustic band called Acoustic Odds, and he picked it, And it just went down, and as I say, an absolute storm. People loved it, and I loved it. So this week I've been checking them out. And funny enough, Danny got in touch yesterday to say this week's choice, again, is Acoustic Odds. And this is a storming version. In fact, I was going to use this today as my cover for another in that section. But I changed my mind because I think this deserves to be played on its own. So I hope you enjoyed this. Dan, thanks for this. You've opened up a whole new world for me with this band. Really like them. This is The Hole of the Moon.
Yes, you climbed on the ladder with the wind in your sails. came like a comet, blazing your trail to reach too high and not too far and not too soon. Oh, you saw the whole of the moon.
Hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 1. Pressure's growing on Liz Truss, with some of her own MPs plotting against her and the Labour's Keir Starmer criticising what he's calling the grotesque chaos of her leadership. The PM ditched a major chunk of her mini-budget yesterday, but it hasn't stabilised the economy yet. Labour's Shadow Foreign Secretary David Lammy says the Conservatives have lost control.
We now have a mortgage crisis, a pensions crisis, because of this government, and we've heard this morning we're now going to get swingeing cuts. This is a disaster, and the only way to deal with a disaster in our democracy is to have a general election.
Meanwhile, many families can expect mortgage payment rises of just over £5,000 a year in future. The Resolution Foundation says it's partly linked to the fallout from the mini-budget. In other news, funerals are being held for some of the 40 miners killed when a mine collapsed in northern Turkey. Rescuers are still trying to put out a fire there. The US is sending more military aid to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia, but Vladimir Putin's allies warn there could be dangerous consequences to ramping up aggression against him. In sport, Leicester are looking to move off the bottom of the Premier League with a win against Crystal Palace. Adam Diori is watching at King Power Stadium.
Leicester 0, Crystal Palace 0. Under fire, Foxes boss Brendan Rodgers desperately needs the win to reduce the volume from those calling for him to be sacked. His side have played well thus far in what's been an even contest. Chances from Daka and Barnes both blocked by Guaita in the Palace net. The Eagles have also worked the ball into dangerous areas without scoring. At the King Power Stadium, it's Leicester 0, Crystal Palace 0.
Celtic could go 5 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership with a win over third place Hibs later. Emily Scarrett scored all of England's points as they beat France 13-7 at the Rugby Union Women's World Cup. Scotland lost 14-12 to Australia. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Tamsin Kent.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So this afternoon is going to remain a mixture of cloudy weather, rain coming in around tea time, and it's going to spread for most areas by the evening as well. Minimum temperature today of just 9 degrees. Tonight, overnight, it's going to turn sunny, dry, and there's going to be some scattered showers around dawn with quite strong winds. Dry conditions expected by lunchtime tomorrow. Maximum temperature of 15 degrees. And the outlook for Sunday to Tuesday, it's going to be fine and dry on Monday. Rain at times heavy coming in Tuesday. And as of Wednesday, becoming very, very cold. So we'll keep you posted on all the weather. Sorry, I've got an axe in front of me. I'll keep you posted on all the weather each and every hour.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444. Or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
In case you couldn't tell, my guests are in the studio. They'll be on air after this.
Thank you.
Okay, there we go. Kicking off the second hour of the weekend wind up. That's Wendy and Lisa with Waterfall. So I am thrilled. My guests today from Early Doors are with me in the studio. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Now, I don't know if you can hear, there are quite a few of them, so this is going to be interesting today. They are in to talk about, as you know, they are regulars on the show. We always love having them in. They are in today to talk. There's an echo on this really loudly. I don't know what that is. Bear with me. Sorry, that should be better. They are in the studio today talking about the forthcoming production at the Brentwood Theatre. But let's kick things off. Let's start off introducing yourself.
Hi, my name is Richard Orchardrow. I'm playing Pat Pancake.
Oh, I'm Paul Sparrowham, and I'm playing Bill Bakewell.
Amy Clayton, I'm the director, and the darkness. That's not my character.
We knew that, Amy.
Personality. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Justin, and I'm playing the Mad Hatter.
I'm Bill Wells, and I'm playing the Sandman or the Bandersnatch. Take a pick.
So what is the production? Tell us.
The production is The Looking Glass. So it's their third instalment of our final one of the Alice in Wonderland stories that we've written ourselves.
And again, you're about to say original production, yeah? Obviously what you guys are known for. And so how did it come about? What was the thinking behind it?
Well, it stemmed back to 2015 when we... I think Amy wanted to do a fantasy play, and we couldn't find one that we wanted to do. We ummed and ahed about, I think, The Jungle Book and things like that. And in the end, we kept coming back to Alice in Wonderland, but we couldn't find a story that we liked. I had a little idea, and then we ended up writing our own unique version of Wonderland. And from that point, every so often, I had this little idea that we could travel back down the rabbit hole to Wonderland and do another one. So the story of this... It's set 20 years after Alice, which was our second one, and Alice gets pulled back into Wonderland, and she has to hopefully stop the darkness from taking over.
So what's the process for writing? Obviously, I know from talking to you guys before, I know kind of there's a real creativity about the team, but what's the process for writing something like this? Where does it come from, a basic idea, and then you just build on that, or do you come sort of almost with a proposal to say this is the whole thing and then build from that? How does it work?
The first one certainly was more like the original story. You'd recognise it the most. It had the croquet match in it. It had a lot of characters that were regular occurrences in the Lewis Carroll novel. And then it developed from there, didn't it, Jay? So,
yeah. So it's the people who it's obviously radio. She's pointing at me to say, carry on.
You're not used to that now.
It's normally a stick. Carry on.
It's just a look.
Yeah, as Amy said, the first one obviously had the tea party, had the croquet, had Alice falling into Wonderland. And very much every single story that we've done, the characters are all Alice in Wonderland characters. And Alice, which was the second one, we had the Jabberwocky in, so there was a real connection to it. This one, apart from some of the characters, it's... and the fact he's set in Wonderland, this is probably the least connected to Wonderland books, the Lewis Carroll books. This is very much an original piece, even to the extent where Alice has a son in it who's called Lewis, and it's probably more his story than hers, so it's more his adventures in Wonderland and what it's going through. But in terms of coming up with the ideas, I think it's having wrote the first one, I think the book, the story just kind of got embedded in me, and I find it very difficult to want to let them go. So every now and then, even with this, where we keep saying this is the last one, I've got about three or four ideas that could potentially go into something else.
It's like the Halloween films we just talked about. No, it's the final one, and there we go. Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, Bill and Paul, they... it was last week you did the Roxy Crescent, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
I think that was the fifth one. And
six.
No, it was the fifth. It was fifth, Roxy five, yeah.
And it's that same sort of thing, I think, when the writer, Nick Wilkes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where you get so embedded and you love the character so much, it is difficult to want to let them go. And those guys have talked about perhaps turning it into a radio thing at one point, was it, or something?
It's certainly something that we are looking at exploring. I mean, who knows? I mean, like you're talking about, in 3 years' time, we might find that we're doing Roxy Six at Renwood. But yeah, it's an avenue to take it.
Like with the Roxies, and I think also with this, it doesn't matter if you haven't seen the others. They are standalone stories.
I can actually attest to that, because I didn't see one or two, and I'm now in number three, and I was concerned that I'd be a bit lost. I am, but not because the story is not easy to follow. But no, the story is definitely a standalone story, and it's got a start, middle, and end, and there are references to sort of the originals, but you could quite easily believe that the characters are just taking you on that journey anyway. So I've certainly felt that.
I mean, I think with any story or play that's written, fundamentally within it, you find out backstory of other characters. It just happens that the backstories that we might mention in this are from previous plays. But there's no different if, you know, if someone sees John Proctor in The Crucible, you'll hear about his backstory. It's not as if someone says, oh, I didn't see Crucible, the prequel. It's irrelevant, you know. It's just backstory of the characters that we embedded into it. It just happens that these backstories are in previous plays. But as I say, the story itself is completely standalone. Same with, say, the Roxies or other sequel plays. You don't need to have seen Wonderland or Alice to enjoy Looking Glass. It's
a standalone.
That's self-contained. Yeah. That's self-contained.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, Bill, tell me about your character.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be in all three of these. So it was Wonderland, Alice, and now Looking Glass. And in my first two, I played somebody called the Pig Lady, who was psychologically challenged to some extent. And I like playing the part. But in this one, it's taken it to a new height, I believe. I'm sort of the henchman, the person who the darkness sends forward to cause a bit of trouble, to rough a few people up, shall we say. And so this is a wonderful, wonderful part to get your teeth into and basically frighten people. So it's going to be a level up for the kids, so any youngsters who come, possibly, maybe a bit wary, but that's good, isn't it?
Bill is terrifying. Bill is a very talented man, but when you get him in Wonderland, honestly, you don't even know who he is anymore. I've given him the Oscar twice at our rehearsal period. It's another level. It's terrifying.
And how do you get into that? How do you do that?
Well, I'm not a sort of person who spends, you know, half an hour before coming on having, you know, got myself into all sorts of positions and thoughts. I can, lucky enough, just go on and do it. But I did find in rehearsal the other night, when I came off, I felt I needed a bit of time to get down from it.
Right.
It's the first time that's often happened to me. Because I think you throw yourself into something. There's lots of body movement as well as lower voice octave needed as well. So you're doing all of that and you're conscious aligned. So it's not a long scene, each one I'm in, but it's enough to really get you in a position where you feel exhausted when you come off. So it's a new challenge. I need a new challenge. Paul will be the same as me, and all of us. So often you need a new challenge. You don't want to do the same stuff.
Absolutely. So with an original piece like this, how do you... obviously, I've seen on all the social, all the creative that's going on, kind of the makeup and the ideas and everything, which is beyond impressive, I have to say. How do you get that realised from what you're originally thinking of onto paper, onto the stage?
That's a really good question. Let me just think about that. The wonderful thing about Wonderland when Jay writes them is it's limitless. So whenever you approach something that someone else has written, there are boundaries, the characters have limitations, because it's real life. And this is so far removed from real life that all of a sudden there's nothing that contains you. So it's like, if I need to do that, if that character needs to move that way, or that character suddenly needs to sing, or suddenly needs to dance, or suddenly needs to just hop on one leg... of course you can. You're in Wonderland, and that is a lovely, lovely freedom. So when I look at some of the characters that Jay implements, that Bill and Pat, for example, they're a frog and a lizard. Now, of course, we can make them look like an actual frog and an actual lizard, but they're men encompassing that. We're not going to Wind in the Willows, for example. I don't need to see a lizard and a frog in its entirety. I need to see the inference, and in their body language they're suggesting it, but ultimately they're still men, and I do want to show that. So it's nice to have a section of makeup idea and think, okay, how can we put that onto your face without losing your face. And yeah. we had a little play the other night with some indelible ink, which I informed him afterwards. But look at his face now.
Managed to get it off.
he's a picture. That's why he's on the radio.
But yeah, they're one of my most favourite things to direct. Just as I say, because it's limitless, I have the freedom to do exactly what is in my crazy head. And there are a lot of things, as you know, in my crazy head.
So yes, indeed. So how long does it take you to get into the makeup when you're getting ready for the production? What's the whole process leading up to that?
Well, the makeup's relatively new to me. I can't say I've had a lot of parts that have extensively relied on makeup. So probably the experience the other night when Amy was experimenting with the looks, shall we say, was fairly unique for me. I think I spent most of it gripping the arm of the chair, waiting to see the inevitable mirror, you know, when it came. Yeah. But in terms of getting into the characters, I think it's a lot like Bill says. There's, just in case anyone's confused listening, my character is called Bill, and Bill Wells is sitting across the table. So you might see the word Bill thrown around a few times today. But getting into the character, embodying something like a frog, it is a bit weird. I don't know how I do it. How do I do it? I just lean into my natural frogness.
Well, you started with the.
I really don't know where to go with that one.
I know. I think it does come from. It's like, well, how does a frog walk? And obviously, frogs don't walk; they hop. But somehow, I've got to turn. You know, a man that walks on two legs. I've got to embody the sort of a four-legged hopping frog with a walk. I don't know. But I think enough of it comes through that people can say. Yeah, that's a frog. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for.
I've had a message in from Lucy to say that she first saw you guys in Jekyll and Hyde.
Okay.
That was a couple of years ago, wasn't it? A few years ago?
Yeah. 2018, 17, 18, something like that.
Yeah, and she's really looking forward to seeing this.
Oh, so, fantastic. Yeah. We can't wait to see you.
She's really looking forward. So, Jekyll and Hyde, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? I think that might be one of the first times you came in here.
It might have been with you, that's right. Yeah.
I think that was a long time. We had a pandemic in between then.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows what time it is anymore?
Well, absolutely. The guys could be back with us after the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
OK, your latest travel for you. The road's looking quite busy at the moment on the Ongar Road, leading on the A128 around the Robin Hood. There is a broken down vehicle causing some congestion. Police are advising to avoid the area because there's also an accident heading towards Wilson's Corner as well. Now, if you go onto the A123 around Mary Green Manor, that's congested as well. Again, another broken down vehicle, so be mindful of that. A13 still showing as congested around the Lakeside Thurrock shopping area, which is now building up onto the Dartford Bridge. No major problems, just weekend traffic, so you can get through there, just slower than usual. Now, public transport, as you know, there are service disruptions today on the C2C line with rail replacement services from Grays, Ockenden, etc. on that branch line, so be mindful of that. On the London Underground, there are delays on the Circle Line, the District Line, and there's a park closure on the Hammersmith and City Line. Services on Greater Anglia Network are subject to timetable alteration today due to maintenance works, so check with the Greater Anglia before heading out. And obviously stick with us. We will keep you posted on the travel within the next hour as well.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Days aching, nights are long, 2 years and still you're not gone. Guess I'm still holding on. Drag my name through the dirt. Somehow it doesn't hurt though. Guess you're still holding on. You told your friends you want me dead and said that I did everything wrong. And you're not wrong. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on. Cause I'm not ready to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray to God.
working nights are grey. My heart is still your place, babe. Guess I still feel the same. No, you can't stand my face. Some scars you can't erase, babe. Guess you still feel the same. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on. 'Cause I'm not ready to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray to God that you never met me than forget me. To know I cross your mind, babe. Oh, even after all, it still wrecks me to find out you know how to forget me. Even after all this time, I'm not ready to let you forgive me, to let you forgive me, to let you forgive. Oh, I'm not ready to let you forgive me, to let you forgive. Even after all this time, to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray to God that you never met me than forget me. Oh, I hate to know I made you cry, but love to know I crossed your mind, babe. Oh, even after all, it still wrecks me to find out you know to forget me even after all this time.
There we go, a brand new one there from Lewis Capaldi back on. Sorry, threw me once again. Lewis Capaldi there with Forget Me. And I don't know if you saw the news bulletin this morning of Lewis Capaldi. If you get a chance, YouTube it. It was interesting. The man decided to swear live on air on Breakfast TV. It was a stream. It was amazing, quite frankly, watching it. So, yes. Anyway, welcome back to my guests from Early Doors. We are in. They are in the studio with me today talking about Looking Glass, which is coming up at the Brentwood Theatre on October the 27th to 29th. So we're talking about that. So, forget about Looking Glass for a moment. Plans for the future, what are you up to? Obviously, because I know you're constantly working, you're constantly going on. You come back from Edinburgh, very successful festival, which we followed, and we saw how great it went, so congratulations on that, first of all.
Thank you very much.
What's going on in the future? What are your ideas?
We have written, I say we, Jay has written, an original musical. It'll be our second full-length original musical, which will be going on in March. It's called If They're Human, and it's based on the Holocaust.
Right.
As many a joyful musical is. It's going to be a tough one. We know it's a very sensitive subject, but there's some beautiful, beautiful songs in it, and it's very sensitively put together. It's going to be a real challenge, but we've got a fantastic team on board. So, very excited about that. And then, following that, Jay has also written, because, you know, he doesn't have a job, basically. That's what he does all day long. He's written...
My boss is there.
Okay, he doesn't work
it's
when he's
slightly
there.
Slightly awkward.
He has written like a Shakespearean-esque rom-com. So in the style of
course he has.
We got the legendary Darren Matthews to look over it because he's very exquisite at language, isn't he? So he cast an eye over, and it's a rom-com, silly stuff, but we're going to do that outside in Gatestone Hall. So
I said this before, I think one of the differences between you guys and other groups, and there are lots of groups around, we know that, is that you always do something different. There's always something there that's a bit different, isn't there?
Yeah, we try to. As you know, we're big film buffs, so if we're going to take a play on board that already exists, it's always got to have a film feel to it, or is derived from a film, or a film has been derived from it. If we're writing our own stuff, then yeah, we like to be a little bit daring. Why not, hey?
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about,
babe. That's what theatre's about. So, Jay, what is the process for... How is the process writing a musical different to writing just a straight play? Is there a different approach, or is it very much the same?
I think it's probably quite similar, apart from, I think when I decided to do this musical, before I wrote any of the dialogue, I wanted to make sure I had at least four or five songs that I was happy with, and having the hook, the one song that you think, yeah, I'm, I would like to repeat that song, if or just have the melody come back. And I think once I had the probably three or four, maybe five that I went, yeah, that's what I'm quite happy to build the characters around with, and then yeah, then I sort of put to pen to paper for the actual script, the dialogue. But in the main, it's very similar. And obviously, you know, you bullet point, or what I do is I bullet point it. I sort of have a rough idea where it's going to go, and I when I do write it, there's very little in terms of, I don't. It's very rare that I'll do maybe a couple of lines. I think no, I don't like. Then scrub it all out. Amy probably said because she sort of proofreads a lot of it and edits it as well. But what I give to her, it's pretty much just as it is. So there's no editing that I do myself. There's no lines for it. And I think I have a rough idea in my head how it's going to pan out.
I was chatting to so Michelle presents our Eat My Brunch show every day on the week, and she's in the process of just releasing her first EP. She's been in the studio, the album's recorded, and we were talking, and we were saying, as kind of artists, but as musicians in particular, that there's always that point when you go on, do you know when to finish it and say it's done, or do you constantly, are you going back going, oh, we could just tweak this, we could just do that? At what point, because she was saying she would still be in the studio now, completely with the mixing, completely tweaking things, if she hadn't gone, no, this is it, we're good enough to go.
I think that's, Richard here, a couple of weeks back, also wrote his own two shows and performed them under Hedges Productions, which is his new company. But one thing that I've got that Richard hasn't got is I've got an Amy.
I need to get me one of those.
And that's what you said. It's that sort of, it's that extra voice where I've wrote stuff where I finished it, and Amy will say, "Well, are you going to finish?" And I think, "Well, no, that is it. That's the story." She's, "Well, no, you've got to add more because it's not what you want to say. Isn't there?" And you go, "Okay, thank you very much." Or there's other times when she will say, you've got too much waffling there. Let's take a little bit of that out and just give the audience a bit of a break. They don't need all of that.
Yeah.
So I think having the extra person that you fully trust edit it or give you that. You don't obviously have to take all of it on board, but if you trust them completely, that you obviously this is Amy's company as well. So if we put in a show on, she wants to be as good as possible as well. But
yeah, and I think the trust element is the key word there, isn't it? Because it's very easy as performers, I think we all do, it's very easy to oversaturate something and just really be, and you've got to be really brave to strip it back and go, let's give the audience a break and let's strip that back.
And it is the bravery, you're absolutely right, because you get very precious about stuff that you,
of course you do.
You create something, it's your baby, and you're like, I love it, I love it, I love it. And for someone to go, well, it's good, but it could be better, you're like, hold up. I just did that myself. That was my idea. I wrote it, and you go, "Yeah, it's great. It could be better, but it's brave." You got to say to yourself, "Okay, well, they're not giving me that feedback because they want to, you know, pull it. They're giving me that feedback because they know I can do better." And that's a real.
And I think the thing is, if you give somebody that support and say it could be better by doing this, this, and this, then that's fine. It's when people say it could be better. How? Oh, I don't know. Because we've all seen
good
that.
But
it's like off you go. You know, it's exactly. So for the generic question to the cast, then, have you got a preferred? Do you prefer straight performances over musicals? Have you got a preference?
Oh, Bill's a musical man. Bring it, Bill.
Well, if you heard my voice, you would understand why I prefer non-musical films. But I have some. I have some on stage, so I can't knock myself too much. No, the reason is, if I did musical, I probably would end up in chorus or very small parts, and I've got two left feet, really. So I stick to... Bang the washer, man. Please, stop. I'll stick to... non-musical.
I saw a review once of someone and they said they had a voice like a piece of coal stuck under a cellar door.
That is
like, that's like, who read my review.
That's the most amazing review I've ever read. I love that. How was that? What about you guys?
So for me, I
you two share a quality.
Yeah, we have learned through our experiences, we've learned that we suffer with something called beat deafness. I cannot hear a beat. I don't understand when people say, "Oh, follow the beat." I'm like, "What beat?" Yeah. And then if I do happen to find it, I don't know what to do with it once I've got it. You were just distracted in your last announcement because I was once again trying to dance to the beat, and just it doesn't
exist.
Listen,
you're in your own lane. That's unique.
I love to dance. Yeah. I love to sing. The audience do not enjoy watching either of those things happen.
Paul?
Yeah, I echo everything he has said. I have been in musical productions. I've told that my been told that my voice isn't, you know, is okay. But when it comes to finding a beat, and people will clap and they'll do that thing, come, follow the beat, come on, one, clap, and they'll clap along. And I think, you're clapping. How is that? I'm singing. I don't get what you're... I don't get it.
When you say people have said your voice is okay, was it your mum? I love you.
Yes.
It was the mirror. What? Just, your voice is great.
What are you saying?
Yeah, I think musicals are such a complicated thing to do, aren't they? Because you do get a cast that are of a different strengths and whatever, and it's kind of how you balance that. It's no mean feat. It's really not. It's really, really difficult.
Yeah, it's far more tricky. You're absolutely right. And yeah, I work with some fantastically strong actors and then some fantastically strong singers and then dancers, and then getting those three merged together can be a real challenge for sure.
So what I've asked you this, I think I ask you this every time you come in, but I will ask you it again with this production: why are you doing it?
I think Jay may divorce me if I said I wasn't doing this one. But funnily enough, do you know what? I'm going to let Bill answer this question because Bill said something very wonderful while we were waiting outside. You say
can't remember.
It.
Can't remember. Okay, I'll just say that I've been with EDP, working with them for 10 years this year. So it's been, you know, I've been in some absolutely stonking productions with them. It's always a privilege to be asked. But one thing that sticks in my mind will be the trilogy of the Alice plays we've done. And I was just saying to Amy that in years to come, if she ever thinks back, please think of these first, because they've written the scripts, they've written the music, they've performed the music, the makeup's their own designs, everything is theirs, they own it all, and they just need to be so proud of that. And I really think they should look back and think, yeah, and this is EDP at its very best. So I just say to everybody listening, don't miss this. It's for adults. Don't think it's children, because it's Alice takes for adults. It's going to be absolutely a wonderful piece of theatre.
Can children come along?
They can. It is a dark story. Mm-hmm. We are going on at Halloween, so it was always going to be. There's always an element of threat and mild danger, but hopefully hope. That's the main thing we like to do with the Alices. There's always hope.
But I think with theatre, when it's got that element of threat and mild danger, is when it should be. It's how a theatre should be. You should go in feeling unsettled but not unsafe. That's the difference.
There we go. Very good sum up. Yeah, you, unsettled, not unsafe.
Yeah, you should go in and just, because that's what theatre should make you come out and think and make you enjoy that. So, where can people find that information? Obviously, you're at the Brentwood Theatre, 27th to 29th. Tickets are on sale from the Brentwood website.
They are, yes, or at their box office, which is 01277 200305. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and all of the details are on there as well. Or you can go to our website, which is www.earlydoors.org.uk, and all the details will be on there also.
So just let everyone know, the Twitter handle for Early Doors is @doorsearly. The Instagram is @doors.early. Early, is that right?
That's right.
All these details will be on the show page over the weekend with an edit of the interview as well. So, as I say, Looking Glass, Brentwood Theatre, 27th to 29th of October, into perfect Halloween night out. As you know, support local theatre. They need your support, and it's always worthwhile popping along, because you're supporting local talent, but you can continue in the theatre community, because that's what we need to do. If ever there's a time we need theatre, it's now, quite frankly. So, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
After this, sorry, I know we just quickly talked about the future plans. What's immediately after this?
If they're human. If they're human in March. First week of March.
So you do get a little bit of a break, yeah?
We start like third week in November, so, and I need to choreograph. So I'm going to say I've probably got 24 hours after this one. Do you have a little snooze?
Well, well, well. So the rest of you have got, what, 2 week break?
Yeah, they have, yeah.
I've got 2 weeks, yeah, funny enough.
It's like a holiday. So good luck with it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks, Spencer. Yeah.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you fed up with your photocopiers and printers? Are you getting a poor service and being overcharged by your current supplier? Maybe you're simply reviewing your requirements. Whatever your reason, the KJL Group are your local managed print company, providing honest, transparent and cost-effective contracts for a variety of machines to meet all your needs. Contact the KJL Group today at kjldocs.co.uk. KJL Group, for office technology made simple.
With energy prices going through the roof, reducing heat loss in your home is more important than ever. At Vita Home Improvements, we offer free, no-obligation advice on the most advanced products that do just that. Whether it's increasing the natural insulation properties of your home or installing specialist loft insulation that can reduce your energy bills, we can help. For your free, no-obligation quote, call us on 01245 950 950 and make your first move towards a more energy-efficient home.
Don't need
like to help charities in your local community? It's easy, with a donation to Essex Community Foundation. We are a charity that gives funding to other local charities in Essex. We have already supported Billericay Community Garden, Homestart Brentwood, Frontline Partnership and many others. Visit our website at essexcommunityfoundation.org.uk to donate and find out how together we can make your community a more caring place to live. Get into my
car. Up in the passenger seat and strap in for a high five on drive. Join in the fun with our never-ending story, my world-famous poetry podcast, great music, top guests and local travel reports.
Well done! Well done!
So join me, Stuart Pink, weekdays 3 till 6 on Phoenix FM Drive in association with St Francis Hospice. Out of my dreams.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It is indeed. Welcome back. Now, obviously, a bit later today because we had our guests in. It is now time for today's cover from another. And I've picked a bit of a classic today. Hope you enjoy this with a really different cover version. So let me know which one you prefer. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or hit me up on social media. On Instagram, it's The Weekend Windup, and on Facebook, Weekend Windup, and on Twitter, at Spencer S. Carter. I forgot what it was then, sorry. So this is today's cover for another, and I do hope you enjoy it.
I'm mad about the boy, and I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen, he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the cad about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool girl. I really shouldn't care. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl who's in the flurry of her first affair. Will it ever cloy, this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy.
Stupid to be mad about the boy.
I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen, he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the cat about the boy. Of misery and joy, I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. So if I could employ a little magic that will finally do.
There we go. How good is that? So obviously the original, Dinah Washington, Mad About the Boy, and the cover version was Adam Lambert. Do let me know which one you prefer. Email me, as I said, radio@phoenixfm.com. Do let me know. I think for me, I love the cover version, but it's got to be the original. But I'll be interested to know what you think. Do let me know.
Spice Girls, Dark Child, Let's Dance.
About us when you're the one.
Now where is the trust we had between us? I guess that you never played by the rules.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 2, the Labour leader Sir Keir